no, make it, no, there is a difference of coinage of phrases. I don't accept that phrase as liberalism. What you are describing is anarchism in religion or chaos. That is also a sort of liberalism, isn't it? Free for all. One way of seeing it, observing it would be, I mean, some observers would call it liberalism and some would call it chaos. So I understand the situation to be a chaotic situation rather than a liberal situation.
No, so then we are reverting to the comparison, you see.
All right, now understand the first point. Now second point, please, Islam.
You see, that by practice it has been observed that Islam is most repressive ideologically.
You mean oppressive in the sense that it only claims one God and does not permit you to worship other gods?
I'm not taking that light, sir. I'm taking, you see, one, but Sunnis believe in one faith and Shias believe in another.
That is neither here nor there.
No, sir, because it's on the basis of the faith.
Just a minute. Because if you mean that, then in comparison, Hinduism has exactly the same hard, tight compartments, and they are very severe in maintaining those differences. And they are very intolerant of each other. For instance, Aryans, Aryaism, not Aryans, but Arya, Samajis, they are very intolerant of Brahmo Samajis or Sanatan Dharmis. And so are they of the others. And they have their own very strict mythology to follow. Not doctrine, but they have mythology, you know, some sort of mythology. And each one has its own distinct mythology. So they are worshippers of Vishnu, worshippers of others, and there have been fights going on between them previously. Only because politics has now predominated their imagination and pursuits in life. This is why they have been, these differences have been subjugated to a position of unimportance.
So, I think, see, we have reached nowhere in...
What?
My question, not by the question, see, the statement was, why this paradox, why this difference, why Islam is socially so tolerant, and by faith, in its ideology, so repressive?
It's not, again, there's a difference of your terminology. It's not at all oppressive. How could you call a faith oppressive and restrictive in its ideology when it says man shaa falyakfur, man shaa falyumin, or man shaa falyakfur? La ikraha fid din, qad tabayyana ar-rushdu min al-ghayy, fa man yu'min billahi faqad, wa man yakfur bit-taghuti wa yu'min billahi faqad istamsaka bil-urwati al-wuthqa, la infisama laha. This is the straightforward declaration of the Holy Quran. Where is the oppression? I can't see.
Excuse me, Fahyar, you said the same thing. We have some punishment for murtad, isn't it?
No, not in Islam. I wonder which Islam you are following. Please.